Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home.
That is right. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and accepting yourself and heal others starting today is the mission of this podcast. So here's the scoop. We're doing something special today, and that is at the same time that we are doing our show, we're also doing live on Facebook so we can kind of show people what this whole little podcast thing is all about. So I'm dueling here. I'm doing two things at the same time, and that made me take a big gulp because I'm a one-trick pony is what I tell myself. I can do one thing at a time. So anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast and radio show. You know what we do here. We help spiritual entrepreneurs to heal themselves, heal their spiritual business, and get out on a big healing mission so they can heal the world. And we do two different podcasts here that we, you know, would love to invite you in a loving way to tune into. So first off is this 15 Minutes to Thrive. This is what we're doing today. 15 Minutes to Thrive to keep your spiritual mission alive. And that's where I give you some down, some dirty, some kind of interesting little tidbits that I'm going to drop on you to help you to support your business and to get you out there in a big way so you can really step out on your mission in such a loving way that you can heal the world and heal yourself by doing it. The other thing that we do here is called the messengers, and that is where what we do is we take the who's who of the spiritual world. And what I mean the who's who, I mean the who's who of the people that said, that's right, I got a mission, and I'm going to jump out, and I'm going to do something about it. And, you know, sometimes that takes a little bit of special loving energy to be able to do that. Today in our talk, we are going to be talking about reinvent yourself. And you know what's really important about reinventing yourself is this, is that sometimes we put ourselves under a lot of weight, a lot of struggle, a lot of pain, a lot of fear about thinking, oh my gosh, today I got a spiritual business and today I need to wake up. And what do I need to do? I need to do something new. I need to do something different. I need to reinvent something. And so my first thing that I always share with people when it comes to reinvention, and we're going to get into some deep, dirty stuff here, but let's just the real loving piece. And that is, don't be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. You don't have to reinvent. You know, we feel like we have to be in this reinvention energy, but I think we forget as a spiritual being in this human experience that the universe is always reinventing. And just by being here, planted in this space, we're part of that reinvention energy. And we're part of what is going on with the reinvention of everything in the universe. And so you don't have to put yourself under this really big pressure that, oh my gosh, I have to change. I have to do things new. I'm not doing things right. So a lot of time reinvention energy comes from what am I doing wrong instead of what I'm doing right. So don't be hard on yourself. Allow yourself to be the you that you really truly are. Allow yourself to just be your authentic self. And within that authentic self, realize that there's changes and reinvention that's happening on a regular basis. And it's okay to be right where you are. You know, it's something I talk about a lot within helping spiritual entrepreneurs. And that is, a lot of times we feel like we're just either not enough, or we haven't done enough, or we're not doing the right things, or we need to know more, we need to do more, and we need to be more. And reinvention energy, when we're in that I have to reinvent, I have to do something different. When we're in that, we're coming from the space of I'm not enough. So you need to come from the space that the universe has blessed you with, and that is that you are perfect just as you are. Perfect just as you are. And the universe is in this reinvention at all times, and you are just part of it. So just stay within the loving energy. The other thing about reinventing yourself is you really have to be very clear on what you want and why you want it. You know, a lot of times when we're thinking that we need to do something different, or that we're not doing enough, or that we need to look at our business in a different way, it's because we haven't gotten clear on this. Like, what is it that we really want? Who are the people we really want to heal? What is the really big picture that we're looking for over the long term? Why do we want to do this? Why? What is it that motivates us? What is it that turns on our heart light? What is it that really makes us be in the moment of the perfection of this mission that you've been guided to, that you've been pulled on? So here's what you need to do is you might want to get a piece of paper and a pen out. You know, that's what we do here in the 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual mission alive, is we talk about what are the kind of the do's and the don'ts of how we can create what we're looking to do in our life with our mission. And getting clear on what you want and getting clear on why you want it is the best place to come from, because a lot of times what you'll find is there is no reinvention needed, that getting clear. And when you get clear, the universe kind of conspires. It doesn't kind of, it does. It conspires to help you step out on your mission in a bigger way. So it doesn't, you don't have to come from that energy of reinvention. I have to do something different. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with reinvention. I think reinvention is a beautiful thing. Let me tell you, I've reinvented myself many times in my life. But one thing that I know is that we need to make sure we're coming from the right vibration, the right love energy when we're moving into creating a big mission here on Earth. And so if the reinvention energy is, I'm not doing enough, I'm not enough, I have to change who I am. If it's any of that, then one of the ways that you, first, don't be hard on yourself. One of the ways you can get very clear is to go, why am I doing this? And what do I want? What is my clear mission? And why do I want to do that? And sometimes that just separates that energy of thinking that you need to do things different. So that's the next thing. The next thing that I say about reinvention is a lot of times we think that we have to come up with something really great, something fantastic. And sometimes what we really need to do is we just need to take action. We just need to take action on where we are, right from in the moment. The action can be a big action, can be a big business-changing action or mission-changing action. And it could be some big thing, or it could be a small thing. It could be just starting to talk about it with people. It could be honing your skills and practicing on a friend. It could be, getting your business card, doing your logo. You know, a lot of times people sit in that fear of that reinvention energy, and they feel like, okay, I'm going to start this business. I'm going to step out on my mission. I'm going to go big. I'm going to open that closet door. And what do? They get so stuck in that fear that they don't take action. And here's how the universe works. Because the universe is constantly in this reinvention action, or this reinvention movement, we'll call it, the universe really responds well to positive action. It responds well to moving out. It responds well to you setting a clear intention. What do I want? Why do I want it? And let me take action on that. And sending a good message upstairs, right? And trust me, they're listening. And they're there to support you and to help you on your big mission. So take action. Think about this today. So in our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your mission alive, one thing that I like to do is always leave you with ideas of things that you could do for the day to get you moving forward in a bigger way. So let's start on one thing. So first off, let's kind of go over what we've talked about in this few minutes, and that is reinvention. Be clear about what that energy means to you. What does it mean that you need to reinvent yourself because you're coming from a place of lack or you're coming from a place of strength? If you're coming from a place of, I'm not sure, I just don't have the faintest idea, I'm a little fearful, I'm not sure how to step out, I feel like I need to reinvent, all this whole energy of being a healer, all this whole energy of a spiritual business is about reinvention, right? In a way. But the fact of the matter is I'm not coming from that higher reinvention energy, that, you know, that universal energy. I'm coming from that lower kind of, I'm not sure what to do. I'm kind of in the fear. So first off, don't be hard on yourself. Second off, get very clear on what you want and why. And then third, take action. So today, here's what I'm going to ask you to do is get a piece of paper and a pen out and start getting very clear on why and what it is that you want to do. So what is it you want to do? Do you want to heal people one-on-one? Are you wanting to heal on a different level where you heal to a big group of people? Are you wanting to heal people in your neighborhood? Are you wanting to support people in a loving way in your city? Are you wanting to do this as a full-time, this is my mission, I got to do it, this is my full-time universal job? Or are you wanting to just do something part-time, kind of like a loving hobby? Get clear on what it is that you want, and then get very clear on why you want to do it. You know, people would step out and do a mission in life, do a healing mission, healers, coaches, wellness professionals, people that do choose those type of positions, counselors, all you know who you are, always are coming from that heart space of, I really want to help and I really want to make a difference. You know, that's my why. I want to help and I want to make a difference. And I know that as a sensitive energy, and anybody that wants to help and wants to make a difference usually comes from that very sensitive energy. I know that there's some loving and some molding that needs to happen. And so I want to make a difference in those people's lives so they can take their energy and make a difference in the lives of this world. And so that's my why. What's your why? Figure it out. Figure out what your why is today, not tomorrow, not next week. Today, you're going to write this down. And then take action. The action could be, I'm going to invite my neighbor over and I'm going to practice on them. The action could be, I'm going to come up with my business name today. The action could be, I've been wanting to do a workshop for months and I just haven't done it because I was a little afraid. And now you're just going to wipe that away. And you're going to allow yourself to get into this universal reinvention energy where they're there supporting you, lifting you up and holding you up. Okay. So that is the 15 minutes to thrive to keep your mission alive today. And here's what I just want to say is that wherever you are in your own reinvention, wherever you are, if you're getting connected with the reinvention energy of the universe, you are on the right path. When it comes to myself in my coaching and training business, Sharpening Your Spirit, I want you to know you are loved here. I know it's not that easy. I know there's some struggle to have to go through. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Because I've been there, I've done it, and I've helped hundreds of other people do it. So what I'd like to do is say to you, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with me today on the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. Today, get yourself in that reinvention energy of the universe. Don't be hard on yourself. Get clear on the what and the why. Take action. There you go. Okay, everybody, that's the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show for today. This is your host and your coach. Do not forget to come on over and see me at sharpenyourspirit.com for some other deeper loving goodies, as well as come on over to the Blog Talk Radio site and sign up, or not sign up, but just subscribe so you get these shows on a weekly basis. Okay, there you go. Sharpen Your Spirit loves you. Cindy loves you. And I send you with love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day.